There's this new thing on my thing down there. It says AI companion. What the hell is that? Go away. I don't want no AI companion.
Choose a new friend.
No, you're my friends. You're real humans, right? No? Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Momo. Welcome everyone. Let me put my glasses on. Hi. Is there anybody here who's new? Maybe Ninaya, hi, welcome. And
Massima.
Massima.
I've been once before.
I think I do remember you. Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. Welcome back. I'm going to mute you, Massima, just for this part. All right. Well, I hope you all are well and well enough in this mad world. We're all in it together. Right? Yes. We have no choice. Anyway, so hi Len, nice to see you. So the first part, hello. There's people, hello. Matty, is this your first? No, you've been before, Matty, have you? Yeah. Sometimes I don't know. And Momo, you have you been before Momo?
Yes, I have.
Okay. All right. I think I'm a bit excited. Yeah, we will share a meditation and then we'll have a bit of time for I don't know what. So make sure you're comfy. As comfy as possible. And I'd like to invite people to not, if it's possible for your body, you know, to be in a situation where you can be supported, your back, but also maybe at another moment, unsupported, just to explore, perhaps in that way. But always listen to your body. And then if it's comfortable, you can allow your eyes to close. And if anything, you know, feel that when you come here, you're not going to be doing more. You're going to be doing less. Just maybe let yourself know that your mind and your body, it's don't brace yourself for more information or more whatever. Feel that you are entering a space where you can let, sort of let go. Because it's a space that we create simply by coming together, and that has an effect on the field, literally. I mean, just the mere fact of gathering means that we can sort of rest. We've created a space. I like to call it a shrine. And it's literal. It's not just a concept. It's literal. You can tell and feel your body, you know. You're not alone. You're not a fragment. You're together with these lovely people who you've seen on your screen, and they are literally sitting, each one, in their space, which unfortunately is not physically together, but nevertheless, each one of us right this moment, sitting on our cushion, on our chair, together. Wow. It means that each one of us is held by the whole rest of the group somehow. And more, not just the group, the space. You know what? I really don't know how it works, so I'm trying to put words, and I'm a little bit excited. I'll wind down. Two. Takes a little bit of time for the body and the mind to settle. The nervous system. The breath. For the weight of the body to surrender into the support of the chair or the cushion. We're not adding anything to our experience. It's more like we are allowing our experience to taste this open space that we've created. We've sort of placing our bodies and minds and hearts, our thoughts and our feelings in a field, or yeah, a field of welcoming. And you don't have to sort of keep a tab on what's going on, even. The welcoming is not something you have to do. The you that usually has to do itself is welcome. Moment by moment. And if your mind is getting involved, just imagine, literally imagine a sort of presence that embraces you in a very wide embrace. And anytime you try to do something or control with your mind or direct, feel this invisible presence. Sort of tenderly takes charge. Where you were trying to take charge, it takes charge. If you try to think about this process of welcoming, it blows on your thoughts, like playfully saying, no, 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 you don't have to think about this. And if at the level of the body, there's an experience of fear or something unpleasant, a contraction, the invisible presence has many things she may do. Perhaps inviting you simply to taste that resistance, that anxiety. Maybe whispering in your ears, what does it taste like? What does it feel like? Can you allow it? I'll help you. And then maybe in another moment, this invisible presence splashes quality of kindness and spaciousness right onto that place of anxiety, of resistance. Or maybe your breath becomes her healing. But you really don't have to worry about it. In other words, you don't have to worry about the worry, but the worry is welcome. We don't have to stop worrying. We can't. We don't have to stop feeling resistance or tension. We can't. But we can sort of abdicate our agendas with this level of suffering or difficulty. And perhaps we can be open to the possibility that with our eyes closed and in this quality of safety that we've created together, the body can become a little bit different in the way that we experience it. For example, you can allow yourself not to know, to suspend whatever you think you know about the borders of the body. You don't have to manufacture anything new, but you simply perhaps can feel the sense of touch of the air on the skin, your face, your hands, and the touch of your clothes against the skin of your body. It's very tactile, very alive. You're like a baby, you don't have to know anything more than that. It's warm or it's cool. It's pleasant or maybe unpleasant, but still, you sort of allow your body to lose its bordered, consistent, solid, felt nature, you know, that feeling of my body. You sort of let that become a little bit more amorphous. Even perhaps feeling that the space right beyond the sense of the edges of your body, the space beyond your body, beyond the sensation of your hands, of your arms, of your shoulders and neck and head, beyond the borders of your torso and your pelvis and your legs. That space is mysteriously, intimately familiar. And perhaps you can begin to feel a little bit the possibility that you're not quite sure where your body, where the borders of your body really lie. And that when we're together in the shrine, it's perfectly safe not to have defined boundaries. And that your body loves to remember that, that place. That place that is more the place of an energy body. A body that can expand. And feel that the weight of your body, it's the same. It doesn't have to stay sort of close and gathered to create a feeling of me, the body. You can let your weight sort of empty itself out into the support of the cushion. Shoulders, the weight of your shoulders and your arms, And you don't have to do this in a heavy duty way. Just, it's almost like you just send the thought or the feeling of the weight. Relaxing. Hello, body, expanded body, weightless body. You might be feeling both the possibility of a weightless, expanded body, and at the same time, the little creature body that is tight and heavy and scared. You could say hello to that body as well. And then maybe going back to doing nothing, for just forgetting about all this, just drinking the silence through all the means that you have, through the breath, through the pores of your skin. Through the pores of your intelligence, your heart. Really allowing the breath. The breath is beautiful. Welcoming the in-breath and the out-breath. Feeling the healing potential of the breath, the in-breath, receiving it, letting it permeate. The out-breath, the in-breath. See if you can relax any grasping of breathing, of being a breather, just allowing the wave. The breath is like a wave washing over the body and over the mind. And if you want, you can apply Ujjayi breath if you know it. It's a very gentle filter in the back of the throat that creates a sound. But very gently, so it's not an effort. The in breath. Pause. The out breath. The pause and the wash of the in breath. Nobody pulling. The pause, and you let the rhythm of your own breath find itself. Smooth, even from beginning to end, but again, no effort. Just the way the breath likes to be. And perhaps you can allow the breath, the in-breath, to come in through the root of the pelvis. And then it moves up through the central channel of the body. And then long, smooth, even out breath from the top of the head down through the central channel, through the root of the pelvis. Don't do it, just feel the pathway lights up. No reason to do this, nothing to find or achieve. Like this very subtle prayer in unison together. And our prayer is that we are offering our bodies for the breath. See if you can also offer the weight of the body, especially with the out breath, but also with the in breath. Yes, and then just let the attention towards the breath go. Just let the breath be as it is, but without this close attention we were paying it. Back to the sort of globality of experience. Back to simply present. Silence. Perhaps acknowledging the placeless place in which every experience, including the breath, including the sound of this voice, including every feeling, sensation, thought, anything that can be experienced, is unfolding. So, of course, you can't experience that placeless place. However, at the deepest, deepest level, you are that placeless place. I am the I am. The mind can never, ever grasp this. The body can never feel this. However, the body and the mind are ripples within this I am. like waves and currents in the ocean. So your bodies and minds, our bodies and minds, know what they're made of on some level. That's why I can talk about it, even though my words are just words. Coming back to your wave body, your body that is a wave, maybe allow a little bit of movement. Just very subtle to begin with, without opening your eyes, just let your body move. Movement is so very natural to the body. See if you can allow the movement rather than manufacture the movement. Sort of lazy movement, and a movement that comes from the pull of gravity, and then the sort of natural unfolding of the spine, and then maybe a sort of leaning, or you know, like just gravity, space, and body know how to dance with each other. So see what happens. Make sure your head is allowed to move. It doesn't have to stay fixed. Often the head stays still because it's the headquarters for the thinker. Don't let that happen. The headquarters are now the whole space, and the body is just flowing in this space. Maybe your arms are curious and would like to explore the space beyond the sides of the torso, and your hands. Your hands, they're so intelligent. Your hands, your palms, your fingers touching the space, shaping the space. As you allow your arms to begin to be moved and dance, you may feel a sense of being a dancer, a mover, you know, a person, you know, with a human body becoming a mover with expression, and just let that unfold. Maybe there's a feeling that is being allowed a shape through the body, through the arms and the fingers and the arms. Perhaps even, you know, not necessarily a comfortable feeling. Sometimes we carry anxiety or fear or anger or agitate, something very body-like, and we mentalize it. We try to think it away, but here, see if it might like to dance with the body, to express, to not just with the body, with the space. Make sure the breath is also on board even it may be sounds. This doesn't make any sense to any rational part of our being. But it makes sense to another side of our being. A tactile heart, innocence, touch. Yes, and then very gently let your body, your arms, your head, your torso, your whole body come back to a still, aligned quietness. See what happens if you allow that to happen without doing it. Letting your pelvis root into the earth. Letting your torso rest in its basis, which is the pelvis. Letting your head float on top of the spine. Hello, head. Letting your eyes relax. Your teeth relax. Your nostrils relax. Your lips relax. Coming right back down to your pelvis, feel your perineum, the area between your genitals and your anus, making contact with the earth. Just feel there. Don't let your mind get involved. We're not used to feeling there. We live up there in the head area. No wonder we're anxious. It's impossible to feel our connection with the totality if we live in our heads the whole time. Back down to the pelvis. Let it really be like a base. Feel its width and its breadth and its aliveness. And let the energy of the earth, even if my words don't really mean anything to you, just let them, maybe they will. Just feel the energy of the earth. Very intimately talking with your pelvis, with the energy of your pelvis. We all have a way of connecting to the earth, just like trees. Maybe you can feel your legs relaxing. They can relax because you're rooted at the pelvis. And allow just tiny, tiny movements with your, from your hips and pelvis, like little circular motions, tiny. As if you were tracing the contours of a circle with your perineum. And then the other way, see if you can make it smooth, even if it's a little bit jerky. Just see if you can iron out the jerkiness. Lubricated hips, easy movement, very alive, very sensual. Yes, and then let that stop. Hello, body. I know some of our bodies are getting older and are carry a lifelong story, a body story of difficulty. So when we listen to our bodies like we do here, it might not always be pleasant. But be maybe, I don't know what the word would be, kind and willing to feel where usually you would push away or numb. Hello, body of suffering. There are these locations in the body that seem to be little places for knots or contractions. Like, I don't, we have the same ones, the throat area, the mouth area, the heart area, shoulders. It's just welcoming, naming these areas as if we were calling them out to see that they are welcome, these areas, calling them by their name. Eyes. Forehead. Thank you. Shoulders, throat, mouth. Heart. Front of my heart, back of my heart. And then feeling your whole body just as it is. Humble bodies. Amazing bodies. Amazing earth. And see if there's movement again. Just even if you're sitting here and you want to stand, feel very free. Maybe your legs want to stretch out. And maybe now just really allow more movement and don't be shy to Allow a stretching or a touching of your hands on your body, a shaking perhaps, maybe bringing in a little bit of quickening, a quickening, a sort of wildering. Or not, see what comes. The breath may be audible. Sense of your hands knowing where they might be needed on the body, your face, your heart, back of your neck. I'm just naming what happens for me. My whole body would like to, my hands like to connect with the whole envelope of my body. And then again, back to stillness, enjoying that return to stillness. Feeling the whole space is my skin. Don't do anything. Feeling either that you are abiding in and as this presence, in which case there's a softening, an opening of the heart, a feeling of tender. Or maybe not, maybe still feeling a sense of separation. And in this case, we still feel the heart, the longing in the heart, in the hands, in the face, the longing to come home. And we let that longing be tender and soft. Sometimes we go back and forth between in and out. Seems to be natural. And very gently, we're going to open and close our eyes, beginning to sort of come out of meditation and maybe Let yourself see as you open and then close. Don't feel you have to express anything, just letting the visual sense. Come into your experience. Seeing the faces of our friends. And then closing the eyes and opening, and maybe staying connected to the presence in which all of this. Unfold so that when you see the face of your friend on the screen, somehow you know something. Like a tree looking at another tree, knowing full well that the root system has them very deeply connected. Not just our faces on the screen, but all around. I see some of us looking, maybe out a window. Here it's dark. Maybe where you are, it's still light. Or your room, or your pets, your plants, your objects, your books. Everything. And then the closing your eyes. Gentle, everything gentle when we're together like this. Everything can be returned back to the heart. I wish everybody, I wish, I want to say something so innocent, and I wish so more people would gather like we gather. Wish so much. And I don't have to lead the meditation every time. Any one of us would do a beautiful job just being together. Remembering something so simple. Sorry, I don't know why I'm crying. I'm not sorry. Thank you for sharing the meditation with me. Maybe we take a little break and come back in a few minutes, in 5 minutes. Okay. Say yes. Yes, I'll see you in 5. Welcome back. Hi, Charlie. Hi, everyone, again, and those who I didn't see when I started, because I probably started a bit early. Hi, Rose. Well, you're welcome to chirp or speak or ask or share or whatever. And it's a small group, so just maybe wave and then unmute yourselves. Len, you're laughing at me.
Oh, with you. The chirp. I've never heard the chirp before.
Let's hear your chirp.
Ah. Well, you know, there's this, I haven't been in the shrine for a while, but there's a saying, you know, there's no place like home. Well, there's no place quite like the shrine either. Something really, you mentioned the field or a field, and it reminded me of something really beautiful that came into my inbox this morning. And it's one sentence. And if it's true, we are alone together. The way blades of grass are alone, but exist as a field. And when you said that, it just resonated. Then I began to feel how this is a field, you know, the square, rectangles. They're not exactly squares, they're rectangles.
That's true.
So it's just wonderful to be here this morning.
It's
Thank
nice to have. Thank you. Thank you. That's a lovely quote. And yeah. Oh, there's Anna.
you. Hi.
Hi, Anna. Nice to see you.
Nice to be
We've
this
got
morning.
two very close blades of grass. Thank you. And Len, can I just ask you, are you writing a book? And are you publishing a book?
Well, yeah, I self-published about a 70-page book about an experience in India about 45 years ago that was a very different kind of memorable experience.
Well, let us know, because we will all of us who know you here will publicize it and spread the word.
Yeah. Okay, thanks. It's just to share with friends and family and just because, you know, India is so earth-shattering, can be one of the earth-shattering experiences.
Look forward to it. Go ahead, Mahesman.
Massina,
Asim.
I just like to say how much I love your guided meditation and how authentically it resonates with me and how nothing feels out of place. Yeah, that's all.
Thank you so much for saying that. Not so much for me, but just for the field. I feel if I can speak from a place that can be received in the same place, it's so nice. And that's what I hear in your words and in the sound of your voice. Thank you.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
I just wanted to say real thank you, Ellen, and the field, everyone, because I haven't been in a while and it was just really nice. I mean, nice is a, it's not the word, but I when you said to drink the silence, I really felt that. But I have to say that I'm drunk with now after this time, maybe even high. And I'm sober, so this is really, really something.
Uh-oh. Is that bad if you feel
no,
high?
It's really good. It's
really... You're allowed to be high on silence. Nice. Thank you. It's Matti, right? Matti,
yeah.
Yeah.
Matti.
Where are you, Matti? In which country?
Oh, I'm in Poland now.
Is it cold? I imagine it's really cold.
It's super cold, yeah. We have a real winter here.
As well, we have a real winter too, but
I mean,
I know you guys have a real, real, real winter.
I lived in UK for a while and it's different. Yeah.
It's peanuts. I know, I know, I know. Well, nice to have you with us, Matti.
Yeah. If I may also,
of course.
I wanted to ask you, do you have any good therapy books recommendations? Like Jungian or something? Because I'm studying psychology, but I have like no motivation for this anymore, but I want to be inspired again.
Wow. Yeah, I've got lots of great books to recommend, but why don't you write to me through and
All right,
because I'll
yeah.
think about it.
All right, I'll write an email. All right.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Cheers.
Because it's a sad thing if you're not inspired. You need to be
Yeah.
inspired.
Yeah, I'm not really inspired, but I think it's a phase. Because
Okay.
I'm really interested in like psyche, but
Yes.
maybe yeah.
What kind of training are you in?
Oh, it's a applied psychology master's degree. So yeah.
Well, you'll get a degree, which is good. But yeah, I'm sure there are plenty of books that might help.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll just write you. Thank
Write
you.
to me. Yeah. 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 Claire, I feel like you want to say something. I can feel it. Your little mouth is doing a thing that feels like their words.
I really didn't feel any impulse to say out loud, but I will. You want me to? Earlier I was thinking before Mati shared that the experience that I have here today with you all in this field, in the shrine, is like kind of proof that one can experience this level of open-heartedness and groundedness and interconnectedness just by being together like this. And I not long ago had another experience with plant medicine, in which I also had this experience. And I was just thinking today, oh man, I don't need any plant medicine. Just be in the shrine.
That's funny because early in the meditation, I had this feeling, I almost said it, that I almost said, imagine you've taken mushrooms or something. Because when we do, I mean, I haven't done it very often, but when I did it once and then I did another bigger one once. And it's like then you don't have the option to do anything. You really don't. And it's
right.
When we meditate, we still have the option to do something. But yet the field and you know the induction, which is the guided meditation, can operate like a plant medicine. And we should really
oh,
go.
It was very much.
Yeah.
It was just very it was amazing how similar my experience was just in this short time here.
It's microdosing.
That's what this is, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, I also was very touched by your innocence and enthusiasm for being here. That was very, oh, so loving.
Well, it's very important to me, and I do feel that at this, you know, I do feel the world is in a very, very dire, difficult place, and I feel very sad that the not, and not just sad, I also don't just feel sad, but I don't know if it was sadness I was feeling, but more like a longing for more of us to do, for people to be touched in the way we're touched when we gather like this.
Yes. But
maybe that's a prayer we can share.
Definitely.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you.
Big Baba. That's your cat I'm talking about, Leslie. Big Baba.
This is Loki. He's just come in from 8 degrees outside. He wants to snuggle.
Yeah, he's so sweet.
Yeah, he does. He's very personable. He likes to hang out with people. He loves Zooming.
He's looking right at the screen.
Yeah, he says that he's funny. Anyway, I wanted to say, as long as we're talking, hi.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Ellen. And yeah, I just feel so good after I came in late because I was at another appointment that ran over, and I God, there's this gripping in my back that I was only half aware of, but it's gone. I just feel like this open softness. And now the sun is shining. We haven't seen it in weeks. It's cold and there's deep white snow, but the sunshine, and it's like the birds, everybody's glad for no reason.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Enjoy the pain-free sunshine.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And it's good to see you.
Yeah, you too. I just want to make space if anybody has difficult things they want to share it, because often the first ones to talk are like the nice and you know, sometimes I know it's not easy, you know, and this is also a safe place to share, or if it feels safe to share, then don't hold back. There's another pet up there with Christine. Oh, what's happened to Kitty? Can't help. You have to unmute yourself. I can't do it for you, I don't think.
No. Oh, no. It was so, I'm sorry, in the beginning, it was so wrong. I pressed the wrong button right in the beginning. And I didn't know how to fix it. There was no microphone in the beginning. No, this is one of my cats who had a really bad operation. And unfortunately has to have this. And I feel it's really not nice. It's a more couple of days. And I really had to deal with this to make someone suffer, because I have to take it off when she eats and I have to put it back. And she hates it. And I have to gain her trust again. But it's she has on your ear, so she can't lick it. It's what the stitches are still on. So it's not, yeah. But she's wonderful. She will make it.
Or she seems to still like you, because she's hanging around quite close to you.
Exactly. I think since she recognizes your voice when I was, it was a long time ago, but she came. She was on a chair and she came. Her name is Peluche.
Peluche. She's French.
The French, yeah. My daughter was taking French in school, and when she was born, and then she said she's her hair is so all over the place. So she said it's pollution.
That's so sweet.
Yes,
we're very happy to hear about pollution.
Pollution, yes. And I had, I can share it. I had really bad guilt. I'm dealing with a lot of guilt feelings. I've noticed that I have had them all the time, and they're starting to. I want to release and with that. And then when it went wrong in the beginning, it just bloomed up so much. And then I had to lay down and I cried a little bit of things I had. I was just a little girl feeling very guilty all the time. So I could release it. And that was so nice because I just told myself, no, these people are not going to judge you for you didn't get it right in the beginning. So it was a very nice experience because I feel a little bit lighter now.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. It's always.
I think many times we hold these feelings, and because we're sort of having to hold them, we don't cry or have a yell or a tantrum. And sometimes it's really nice to be able, it's quite simple to have a cry. But
yeah, but it's not, I don't have difficulties crying, but I think before, if it's so packed down something and you just, you're not conscious about it yet.
Yeah.
Then, you know,
you can't cry.
Exactly. But I always let it happen when something, you know, when triggers or something.
Yeah.
Really nice. But I've been through these fantastic books because you asked about the psychological books from this American psychologist about adult children of emotional immature parents. You know that one?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I read it a long time ago, but yes.
Oh, really? And she has two more books about how to work with it. And yeah. I'm so thankful. I'm so grateful. It just changed everything. It was so good. Yeah. I'm having my birthday coming up this year, which is a round one. And I just said, I'm so grateful that I have these books before. I really, really want to be done with this now. Yeah. So it really helped.
I hear you. We hear you. I think many of us, we have parents that were of that generation who were pretty clueless.
Yes, and I always saw it from the spiritual side to forgive and to be nice,
right.
And like that. And my mom is 91, and she's like now living very close to us in here in Berlin. And I really wanted that to deal with that, to get, I really wanted that not to, and it was really good. It's like doing my own psychotherapy and it works. It works. All the things she says in her books, how to think about it, how to deal with it, how to help. It helps, I mean, tremendously. It's so good.
Good for you. Sometimes, and maybe the spiritual work in a way can create some safety, and then you do the psychological work. But I'm not sure, I've never thought that the spiritual non-dual understanding sort of, what's the word I'm trying to say, could allow us to sort of bypass the psychological work. It's part of it. It's part of it, especially in our part of.
Sorry, I didn't want to
interrupt. No, I was just going to say in our culture, you know, in our Western culture, we are a psychological culture, and it's psychological suffering is with us all. So therefore, often we need to go there too.
Mm.
And it's held within the spiritual understanding. That's the way I see it. And, you know, not everybody will see it.
Yeah. I think you will like choose your own path, which is individual, and it's very easy the book, which 30 years ago was this from Debbie, the American book, The Dark Side of the Night Chaser or Light Chasers or something like that. It's extremely good to see the other person, which a part of your own, and I've always dealt with that, my children, to see that. As a part of me, if I dislike something, all that, But it has also been a way for me, who is growing up with being the bad little girl, the guilty girl that never could do anything right, to just forgive too easily, to not touch this.
Right.
And that's I'm really grateful to have now.
Yay.
Yeah.
So now I can a bit more space.
Huh? Yeah. What did you say?
I said the little girl gets a little bit more space.
Oh yeah, exactly. And I decided on the 1st of January, this is because I'm turning 60 next month. And I said, this is my year. It's party every day. And this is like a little party. So it's really nice being here.
Well, it's nice that you shared with us quite a lot. And
thank you. Nice to be able to. That wasn't the plan.
I know.
Okay.
Take care.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
All right, everyone, maybe we'll end here. Doris, did you want to say something? I know you. You've got a few minutes if you want to. We can't hear you, though. We can't hear you, Doris. You have to unmute yourself.
Oh, thank you. Oh,
there you are. Hi, Doris.
Hi, I knew you wouldn't let me get away with it.
Well, I don't know. You can get away with it, but I think I somehow feel it's nice for you to just say a little bit. And
no, thank you. I've been feeling bad about myself because I ate too much before we started, and so it was such a, that the self blame bit. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
And so I thought, oh God, that's such a beautiful meditation. I wish I could be more open to it, but I overate. So I thought, I'm not going to say that. And but then Ellen might not let me get away with it.
Yeah, I'm like the priest and you have to confess. Well, I'll absolve you in my great mighty power.
Okay, well, thank you. Yeah, I'm so much better about the overeating thing than I used to, but every once in a while, what happens is I if I'm doing something else while I'm eating, then I'm not conscious that I've had enough, or else I override it. So the whole secret for me is not to do anything else while I'm eating, because then I know when I've had enough.
Okay. Well, yeah. We won't get into it, but, eating is a biggie, and often there's some feelings lurking around that territory.
Oh, yes.
But it's not a crime to overeat. And you overeat and then you sit in the meditation and you feel. And you feel the sensation of too much food, but also maybe the feeling that was behind that. Whatever, I don't want to be the smart therapy, spiritual teacher, blah, blah, blah. I love you all dearly, and the next meeting is in 2 weeks. Goodbye. Say goodbye. Unmute yourselves if you want to say goodbye. And
hi. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye, Remco. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Helen. Bye, Maria. Bye, Sandra.
Yeah.
Bye, Nina.
Beautiful set.
Bye, Richard.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Ellen.
Bye, Mahesman. Bye. Massiman.
Massiman, yes.
Massiman. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Hilka.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Ellen.